Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, everybody, and welcome to Self-Care, hosted by the Female Solution. I am so grateful to be here today and to share with you a very personal story. And there's a lot of details and there's a lot of people who have contributed to helping me to reclaim my health in less than 30 days. And so that in itself is a miracle and a blessing. Today, I have joining me my brother from another mother, Rajai Keldani. He is a frequency expert. And I have Naima Latif, our executive producer. And then later on, a new friend of mine. His name is Dr. Matt Smith, and he is a doctor of acupuncture. And he's going to tell you what he found. In the meantime, I'm going to just kind of give you an overview, and then we're going to do a deeper dive. And so what I'm going to tell you, and this story is published actually in the Topeka Health and Wellness magazine. And I'm trying to get you the digital copy, and we will do our best. And if we don't get it for you during the show, we will get it for you after the show. I had mentioned many times that I was living in an apartment in Kennesaw, Georgia, and we were in a unit, and our master bedroom outside wall had 15 smart meters. Now, one smart meter is equivalent to the radiation for 150 cell phones. So if you want to sleep with that, right, that's bad enough. We had 15, which is the equivalent of 2,250 cell phones. And in addition, while my husband went to the other room to work, I stayed in the master bedroom and worked all day long, which meant I didn't get any relief from all that radiation. Consider it similar but actually it would be safer to live in a microwave oven. But it was like living in a microwave oven 24/7. And I did that for 14 months. And so this is what happened. I gained 50 pounds. Okay, you could say it'd be poor eating habits, but anybody who knows me knows that's not the case. I was having, both of us, my husband and I, were having emotional outbreaks, emotional outbursts. He gained 10 pounds. His nutrient absorption, he was giving blood at a or giving plasma, and they test your protein. And no matter how much protein he ate, like he would double up, triple up his protein, he couldn't get over, I think it was like 6.1. He was just lucky to get there. I couldn't get enough protein in my body. I couldn't get my nutrients to absorb. There's so much. We're gonna bring on my co-host right now, because I think that's enough to kind of give you a feel for what was happening, and we're gonna do a deeper dive in certain areas. But more importantly, we're going to talk about what the solutions are and where are all the sources, because it's not, you know, of EMF coming from. How is that making you feel, and how can you neutralize it and get your microcirculation going again, right? Because how that showed up for me is, it's, you know, as it would for anybody, was the red blood cells are clumping. So I have no, you know, my circulation is awful, right? I'm not able to get rid of waste. So my kidneys were failing. My liver was failing. My spleen, which is responsible for getting rid of those cells, that's clogged. I had 4 brain tumors. I had one in, like a dime size, in the pituitary gland. I had one on each temporal lobe, and then I had one near the basal ganglia. And everybody who knows about the basal ganglia, probably not a good place to have that. It's a little erratic, I'm just going to say. You know, I probably offered to hurt my husband a few times, and he did too, right? So we're like, oh, my God, okay, we're not going to argue. We're not going to argue while we're in this apartment. And as soon as we get out of the apartment, we can decide if we're staying married. So these, I mean, and what I didn't mention in the article, and I didn't mention in this thread, was that I also had pain in my heel and my middle toe, and I couldn't figure out what that was. So the doctor of acupuncture, Dr. Matt, will talk about how our kidneys are connected to our heel, okay? And so if you have pain in your feet, in your heel, we're going to connect the dots for you there. And on top of that, I also had a little tumor in both the toe and the heel. And I'm going to show you or tell you how I reversed all of this. And by the way, it's not a one and done. We use a multimodal approach. For those people who are saying, oh, I just want to try the one thing, I'm going to tell you the one thing does not work, because it's like your body won't operate if you just have one organ, okay? You need all your organs to operate. Well, you need all these things to neutralize EMF, okay? So let's get the party started. I'm going to bring on Rajai. I love your
grand. Good morning.
Good morning. I love your grand piano back there.
Thank you. I wish I could play.
Me too. My sister is a pianist. She's actually an amazing pianist and an attorney. And good morning, Naima.
Hi. Grand rising to you and everyone.
Grand rising. Good morning.
Good morning. Grand. Great morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Great morning to be alive and have your brain, you know, not on fire. I'm going to say. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The probably didn't cover it all. I mean, I know I had so much inflammation in my brain that I was crying myself to sleep, right? And so, and I'm going to take you guys through the step-by-step process, and Raj was helping me. The things that I purchased to reclaim my health, I had to do things differently than what I've done in the past. And I think it's really interesting because, you guys know, the guide uses my body as a tool because they knows I'll use my mouth to tell everybody about it. So, go ahead, Raj, you were going to say.
Well, yeah, I mean, what you were experiencing is an incredible story and how you were able to overcome that. But, you know, your story is not unique. You know, millions and millions of people live in these apartments, you know, where they're bombarded with this, especially these smart meters, you know, like kind of the situation you had was insane because it was right on your wall.
And there's so many like that. And actually, I found a video from which I'm going to play today. Maybe we'll start there just to give credence to what we're saying here. How about we do that? And I think it's this link right here. No, that's prescription drugs. We won't do that one.
Hold on. That's a problem too, but yeah.
It's a different show. So I'm speaking actually at the where is it? It's in Orlando, Florida, and I'm speaking. Oh, and you know, Andrew's calling in already, so he wants to share his story about nutrient absorption. So let me do that, and then I'll bring him on. Hold on, he's driving on his way to work. All right, Andrew,
yeah.
You're live.
Hi, Joey. Hi, Raj. Yeah, the Holistic Life Conference and Naima. The Holistic Life Conference in Orlando is going to be awesome. For certain.
Yeah, so that's where I'm speaking and talking about the prescription, the cost of prescription drugs, right, and how it makes it unaffordable for many to keep certain employees, which was me.
And unaffordable for people. I mean, look at the statistics of how much drug prices have increased in the past 15 years and then how much salaries have increased. They're not keeping up. So it's
again.
We're losing.
Average
I said if you look
medication.
If you look at the statistics, between what people's salaries are increasing or their wages are increasing, you compare that against the increase of drug costs over the past 15 years, it's not balanced at all. The drug prices continue to go at a higher rate than people are making money or salaries are increasing. So we're putting a burden on people to not be able to get what they want or what they need.
Well, and actually that's such a supporting, you know, there's gift in this. And while it's not supposedly the topic, it actually is. Because if I recall, what was the average cost of that medication for one medication? It was like $6,000, right, a year?
Ridiculous.
For a drug that's a specialty drug that is, let's say it's for cancer. We'll just use that. That's how much you're going to be spending, $6,000 a year. That's not affordable. That's not wellness care. It's not health care, either one.
Well, and then what we're going to do, I want you to remember this number, everybody, 6,000, because I'm going to tell you that I invested $8,000 to reclaim my health in 30 days, less than 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I want you to remember this, how much you're spending on drugs and what you could do to just reclaim your health in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not going to be the same for everybody, but certainly not damaging your body. So, Andrew, would you share what happened to you in the apartment and,
Sure. So I was, I've donated plasma several, maybe 10, 15 times. And before you donate plasma, they take your vitals, your blood pressure, your temperature, and your heart rate, and your weight. We also take a blood prick because they're testing a couple of things. One is the iron in your blood, and the other one is the protein in your blood. I eat a fair amount of protein, but I failed actually a couple of times where they said you may not donate because your protein's too low. So I had to wait for a while, come back, and then I donated my protein. The scale there, the good scale, is between a 6 and 9 or 6 and 8.5, whatever that scale is called. And I was testing below 6. So I upped my protein powder. I ate nuts. I ate meat the night before and the morning before I went in. And then I passed, but I barely passed, like 6.0, 6.1. And that wasn't right. So that was over weeks going. It was consistently that I was having to really dose up on protein to hope that I'd pass the test. So we move out away from all those smart meters and into a house where there's one smart meter that Joey's neutralized and trees. And I go back to have to try it, to do it one more time. And my reading is like 7.3. Used to be 6.1, 6.0, struggling. This one I didn't eat that much protein. I'm 7.3. It was immediate. And and if I went back again today, it'd probably be even better. So it really tells me that there's one meter as a protein, but it's talking about nutrient absorption to me, because I'm not absorbing the protein. I couldn't understand how I was failing the protein test as much protein as I was eating on a daily basis. And now I understand why. I wasn't absorbing it.
Wow.
Yeah. And to me, and how many pounds did you lose since, and you're not running right now
I used to be running, you know, 5 miles 3 days a week. And since we moved and unpacking, and I had a new job, I haven't had time to do it at all. So I've exercised not at all. My diet's been the same, but I lost 10 pounds in about 10 days.
Crazy. Yeah, right. And so
crazy good. Crazy good. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's really crazy good. And I've lost 14 pounds since March 25th.
Wow.
I'm basically averaging about one pound a day that I lose. Using all these different modalities that all work together in harmony. So, anything else you want to share, Drew?
No, that's great. I actually have a phone call I just missed, another one that's coming in now, so I probably better go.
I
could share,
so,
and a big topic.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See if I can put this here. Okay.
I have a question, like environment. What are some of the signs they should look for?
Great question. Sluggish, not having enough energy, depression, erratic behavior, emotional outburst. You could have eczema. You could start having skin problems.
Headaches.
Yeah. Anything you want to add, Raji?
Irritability, poor sleep patterns, headaches, fatigue. Emotional and even like foggy brain, things like foggy brain where you're not
nearly can remember names.
Well, and I'm still getting my recall back, so I can remember numbers really well now again. But I'm still having a problem with my recall of names, like file drawer, right? Staples are in the file drawer. So, and I'm still working on resetting my brain health for that. That's a big thing. If you can't, look, guys, this is not old age. If you can't remember something, sorry, it's not old age. It's a toxin.
Yeah.
So shift your mindset.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. People assume that as you age, you'll just forget things automatically, but that's not a natural thing to happen to you. It's something interfering with the firing of your brain, the reason why aren't connecting. And
they normalize stuff, right? So a lot of times we don't know how bad it is until we start feeling better. And then we start realizing, oh, I really, there's this real shift there. where you know, if you're exposed to something for a long time, you kind of get used to it, and you adapt, and you kind of normalize it. It becomes like, oh, that's just kind of, you know, you just kind of live with it. But you may not even be aware that all these things are happening to you until you change something, and then you start to feel different. And a lot of times people just aren't even aware.
Yeah, so I want to run two videos, okay? So the first one is a couple minutes long, and it is through the Environmental Health Trust, okay? And let me share this screen, because I want people to really get, like, right off the bat that this is not a Jodi-ism, okay? this is a real thing. And what is a Jodi-ism is, because I'm the canary in the coal mine, okay, this will show up for me faster and more prominent than it might for others. So now what I'm going to tell you is that at this point, you need to start looking around your house about where all the EMF is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you may be semi-symptomatic, or you may be very symptomatic like I was and always am. So let me run this. Here we go.
I'm David Carpenter. I'm a public health physician. I graduated from Harvard Medical School, and
I'm sorry. Did he say he graduated from Harvard? So he's not dumb, okay? Just saying. Just clip that up.
So the New York State Department of Health for 18 years. During that period of time, I was responsible for administering a program of electromagnetic fields. I subsequently became the dean of the School of Public Health, and presently I'm a faculty member in the School of Public Health and the director of the Institute for Health and the Environment at the University of Albany.
Thank you. And Central Maine Power says there is no reason to be concerned about smart meters. There are no health effects, and everyone who's worried about health effects of RF from smart meters or from the mesh network really has nothing to be concerned about. And what do you say to that?
That's absolutely false. The question to ask then is, what is the evidence that smart meters are safe and have no adverse health effects? And the answer to that question is that there is no such evidence. And in fact, while no one has actually done human health studies in relation to people living in homes with smart meters, we have evidence from a whole variety of other sources of radio frequency exposure that demonstrates convincingly and consistently that exposure to radio frequency radiation at elevated levels for long periods of time increases the risk of cancer, increases the damage to the nervous system, causes electrosensitivity, has adverse reproductive effects, and a variety of other effects on different organ systems. So there is no reason, no justification for the statement that smart meters have no adverse effects. Well, it should be up to each individual to identify whether or not they want to be continuously exposed 24/7 to elevated levels of radio frequency radiation. The smart meter is for the benefit of the utility. Saves them money because they don't have to then have people going out reading the meters. And it's at the expense of the consumer who has to live in the house that has this constant exposure. So an informed person should demand that they be allowed to keep their own meter.
Interesting, yes.
Definitely. Because, I've been involved in the solar energy industry for the last, 8 years. And every new technology, you have to study and find out, especially when you're dealing with electromagnetic frequencies, because people tend to not know the long range effects of exposure to things. And, we've had some unfortunate incidences where you don't discover until maybe 10 years later, 20 years later, when you start to see deformities in children and other horrifying things that something in the environment was toxic and was altering your body chemistry. So, you know, what are the signs that people should look for if there's something in their environment that is actually harming them on a cellular level?
Well, he mentioned that it attacks the central nervous system. So if you're feeling irritable, like Raj said, right, nervous, upset, jittery, it's not normal. It may be common.
Mm. Yeah. You know, what's interesting, too, is, you know, when they do study these things, they're studying a specific device or, you know, RF wave or something like that. Mm. But it's in isolation, and it's not in a real-world environment where you have cumulative exposure from lots of devices, not just one device. And it all accumulates over time. And so we're not really getting a real clear idea of how much exposure people are getting. I mean, just to give you an example, if you go back 10, 15 years ago, you know, we're moving towards this IoT, right, this Internet of everything, where everything is connected, everything's cloud-based, and so many things are connected that we have a quintillion times. I don't even know how many zeros.
I don't know how many zeros that is. I'm like, have my head going, hmm.
Let me tell you how many zeros, but more exposure than we did 10, 15 years ago.
And which will upset your microbiome, right, Raj?
It affects everything. So we are electrochemical beings, and so everything in our body works on this level. And when we have frequencies that interrupt or run interference on our own body systems, then that can impact our systems. Anything from our nervous system to our microbiome to just about every system in our body, because we are electrical beings. We are electrochemical beings, and everything is energy, frequency, vibration. Nothing is not. It's just a matter of is there a constructive sympathetic resonance, or is there like a disharmonious resonance that is causing problems or disruption or interference within the body? And I think a lot of people experience things they attribute to the normal things, or not really normal, but things that have increased, such as Alzheimer's and other kinds of disruptions of the brain's ability to, you know, fire the neurons and connect. And so when people start having things like memory loss or other kinds of mental disruption, they don't attribute to the environment or even the electromagnetic frequencies in their environment that are disrupting their brain function. So, you know, when you go through something like extreme mood swings or depression, like you mentioned, what are signs that people should look for that maybe it's something environmental, something, you know, having to do with the electromagnetic frequencies in your home, or, you know, such as, well, as you pointed out, you know.
I would posit that any issues that you have are environmentally related, whether it's an internal environment from toxins, whether that's through food or air or whatever it is.
Yeah, the chemtrails aren't any fun either, right?
Right. All of it is related to environment. When the environment is conducive for healing, the body will, it does, and can heal. When it is not, it does not. And
well,
so,
yeah. Sorry.
So it can come from many different things, not just EMF and things like that, but just, you know, as a general rule of thumb, environment is the biggest driver, biggest factor in any issues that you might have.
Yeah, and I would include, when you talk about environment, I would include the concept of food is in your environment. So, yeah. So I want to show briefly, because, again, I want people to really see what's going on here. I did a video, Andrew and I did, and which is, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to reference the book, and I don't have it, so for those, we moved. And we're in a house which is, there's no artwork behind me or anything, but it's real. It's how we are right now. And
But before we, what instigated the move was that we took our tri-field meter and we measured the frequency on the wall. So what I'm going to do, it's a little long, it's 4 minutes. So but what I'm going to do is once you see what you need to see, I'm going to fast forward the video because it's us trying to figure out where it's at, and you'll see it skyrocket to over 99, actually over 100, I think it was, because once it gets to 99 to 100, the meter stops measuring. And it stops measuring because the RF factor is not supposed to be over 0.3 in your living area, and it's not supposed to be over 0.53 in the sleeping area and 0.5 in the living area, and we're over 100. Okay, so I also want to mention before I show this to you that I called and emailed the Cobb EMC, it's the electric here in Georgia, in this county, Cobb County, and they said, their reply was, the meters are approved by the manufacturer. Like, I'm sure they are, they're selling them to you. And then I replied to them, and I sent them this video. I said, you know, glyphosate was approved, right? Cigarettes were approved. All these things were approved, right, prior to them figuring out that they're killing people.
Mm.
Okay. So with that being said, let me just share what we got. Okay. Can we – is that on there? Yep, that is.
Yep.
All right, so let me do that. It's dangerous, it's truth, and EMF at home, okay?
So this is Jody Susan with Susan Essentials, and I have my book by Dr. Joseph McCullough, EMF for 5G, and I'm going to show you first page, okay, page 234. So let's read this. Only use magnetic field non-weighted setting. We're talking about the tri-field meter. Ideal numbers for magnetic fields in homes are below 0.5 milligauss or 50, whatever that is, in daytime areas and below 0.3 milligauss in sleeping areas. Okay, so we're in my bedroom, and my husband's going to show you something. So thank you, Dr. Mercola. And Andrew,
good.
So what you got here?
So I've got the tri-field meter, as was mentioned in the book, and we're going to look at what the rating is.
Oh, we're looking at it. It's skyrocketing.
All right, so this is, just to go around a little bit, this is our bedroom. So this is the bed where we're sleeping, and it's,
we're not really walking around, right? So we're just going right back here.
We're supposed to be 0.5, it's 5 point something, right?
Right.
So now we're going to go where Jody works, next to her desk, where it is. And, it's 15 spiking up to 20.
We're just going to let that sit there for a minute until it spikes again so I can catch it on tape. But meanwhile, I want to tell you that, you know, I complained about this to Cobb Electric. And, you know, they said, well, you know, they're smart meters because, by the way, there's 15 of them on my wall on the other side of this. They said, well, they're approved. You know, they're approved to be safe. I'm like, okay, but so were cigarettes, so was glyphosate, so was toxic water. And just look at that crap, right?
Again, safe recommended is 0.5. Here we're at 17. Here's 17.9.
Yeah. So can you go towards my desk? I know we have a bird down there, but let's just... So I'm actually going to skip the desk and because it doesn't really show anything different, but I'm going
to... Back to the wall again. We have a whole other set. Oh, this is where... Yeah, and there you go.
This is on the other side of where most of...
So we're at 70.3. It's going to keep going, okay? Check that out.
Because you see 70.
Yeah.
This is where all the crap. 80, 90.
And so I have gained, everybody, about 40 pounds. So wait a second. And I say I gained 40 pounds. I lied because I was so embarrassed. I actually gained 50.
Ooh.
Okay, so I'm trying to just catch that. We're at 82. I have gained, everybody, about 40. See, do you see when it gets to 99.4, just timed out? Can't even really catch it. Let me just go back. So I have gained, everybody, about, there you go.
Yeah, 99.4.
And then it you see the meter itself.
Now, where at in the room?
That's our master bedroom. It's like 3 feet from our bed.
Oh, wow.
And to the left is where I'm working. I'm doing the show every Tuesday, and I'm working every single day.
Ooh.
And my husband is working in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anybody was the recipient of me being irritable, I apologize now. But now you know why.
It was all environmental, toxic waves coming in your home.
Mm-hmm. And here's a thing that I learned from a doctor, which was that 3G, like 2, 3, and 4G can go, pass through the walls. And these smart meters are made with, I think, 3 and 4G. I mean, I don't know which ones these are, but basically it can pass through walls.
Mm.
5G cannot pass through walls, which is why they have so many towers in such small spaces. And this is what was explained to me. So,
a 40 pounds.
I'm sorry, it's off the scale.
It's off the scale. Yeah,
wow.
It's off the scale.
Wow.
I gained 40 pounds. Overexposure to EMF will cause inflammation. It will clump your red blood cells. It will cause weight gain, irritability. You can ask my husband. I've been irritable ever since we moved here. This is crazy.
You can't make this up. This is the most retrospective meter there is in the industry.
Insulin reference by Dr. Joseph Marcola. And wow. And there it goes off the charts again. No wonder why I don't sleep well. All right. Bye, everybody. So actually, let me just stop here and say this. So this measures the frequency. We do have neutralizers that work to mitigate this, but the tri-shield is still going to pick up what the actual frequency is. God, I'm just overwhelmed. Okay, I have to stop now. We'll give you solutions later.
Mm-hmm. So
people should pay attention if they're having certain mood swings or suddenly drained of energy. You know, they should pay attention to what might be affecting them environmentally, because it could be, especially if they've changed something in their house, such as, you know,
washer dryer. Let's try with that. So
wow.
The new washer dryers, because Andrew and I moved into this house, so we had to buy a new washer dryer. They have all this smart meter or smart washer dryer. Don't buy it.
Wow.
Yeah, anything that says smart is communicating back to somewhere else.
Okay.
When you hear smart, this, smart, that,
smartphones.
You need to be smarter than your technology.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, they kind of change, they use terminology that sounds great, but, has its negative side effects. Or
pay attention to the side effects that we're feeling when we install something new in our homes, and then suddenly maybe there's a lot of irritability or difficulty sleeping.
Well, here's what I would say. Unless you're like Amish and living out in the middle of nowhere, assume you're being exposed, because we all are. It's around us all the time. It's just a amount of exposure. And Jody, had an unfortunate, situation where the smart meters were right on her wall, and not just one smart meter, like in a house.
Several.
She had an array of them, and no wonder she was dealing with what she was dealing with, because she was just getting bombarded. And they're not transmitting the whole time. If I'm not mistaken,
there's times at night where they start sending back all the data to, you know, their, you know, to home base, so to speak. So it's not, you know, so it does spike and come back down and all that. But everything is causing, everything that we use, I mean, even like, just think about the wires running through your home, right? We have wires pretty much throughout the whole home. And as current runs through that wire, it creates a field. And that's called dirty electricity. So a lot of it is not clear. There's a lot of noise. There's a lot of spikes. And so dirty electricity is also part of it, right? So we're being exposed in so many ways. You know, it's it would be irrational to not think that you're being exposed, because there's so much of it. It's just a matter of how much of an exposure and distance from these fields can make a big difference, right? So even creating a little bit of a distance between you and a cell phone, as an example, will dramatically impact the effect. As a matter of fact, if you can find, you know, the little fine print on your phone, right, on the cautions and the warnings, they tell you to keep your phone a certain amount of distance off your body.
Yeah, they do.
So then I've been told that people who are maybe carrying their cell phones in their pocket are experiencing some difficulties in their reproductive area. Because
oh, absolutely. Why do you think breast cancer was, I mean, breast cancer was on the rise for a couple of reasons. One, you know, bras are cutting off your lymphatics, right? Especially that underwire, that wire is a connectivity to the EMF. But then, which is why I wrote the article, Why I Ditched My Bras for My 58th Birthday, right?
Yeah.
So, but then they're taking their phone and they're putting it by their breast. They're putting it and they go jogging with it like that. So what I have done, let me make sure I don't hang up on our call. Hold on. So I have on my phone these three neutralizing stickers. Now, it used to be that I used to use one sticker, but it doesn't work with one sticker. You need three. I'm here to tell you, and I love these stickers. They work well. But the stickers, in my opinion, are really, and this is just my opinion, are for the older technology and with the 5G. So what I do, in addition, is I put it in this triangle shape, which is kind of replicates the torus, right? So it's going to whisk the energy away from the phone. And then if I do have to have the phone against my body, which I prefer not to do, but if I'm walking and I'm not carrying a purse, you know, I have this on there, the case, but then I take the phone, and when I have it against my body, this side is against my body, this side with the stickers. So the sticker is between me and the rest of the technology. So this goes against my body.
Yes. And going back to your what you mentioned, Naima, we clearly are seeing infertility issues. Sperm counts are down dramatically from where they used to be. That's not disputed. We're seeing these trends, and they're becoming more and more of a problem. And so, yeah, it does affect all that. And especially these little kids, right? I mean, think about these little kids with, on their phone, a lot of times like on the iPads all day, but you know, they're still young, they're growing, right? And they typically will put it right on, you know, their groin area, right? It's actually covering a big part of their body because they're so small, but there are these things and it's, you know, Wi-Fi connected, not a good scenario. And you know, one wonders, you know, how is this going to affect future generations? I mean, you know, if it's affecting adults, you know, with sperm counts and stuff like that, well, how much of an effect is that having on little kids?
And the real question is, when did it start out for those adults? Did it start as kids? Because we've had the technology now since what?
The last 10 years. Yeah, but even for like older people, you know, maybe that weren't you know, didn't grow up with so much tech, you know, we were, you know, we're out playing outside versus, you know, on an iPad all day.
Well, I just got to go to commercial, guys. Let me run a quick commercial, and we'll be right back. And if you have questions, I encourage you to call in to the show. And the number is 515-605-9325. And then just press 1, and you're, you know, we'll get notified. And you can ask questions, you know, of Rajai, Naima, or myself, like that. So here we go. Let me just do a quick commercial. Everybody needs to go potty, but come back. Get your coffee, but come back. I'm just saying, don't leave us. We've got a lot to tell you.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategy with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Jody Poussin, Poussin Essentials. I started Poussin Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Poussin Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Poussin Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being, and we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right, so we are back, and I think there's Raj, okay. and so, you know, we're talking about where are the resources, also, you know, we're talking about actually, you know, what are the impacts, but I also want to just kind of circle back for a minute. Where is the EMF coming from? So let's think about this, your microwave, your refrigerator, hair dryer is a big deal, baby monitors, washer dryer. I had a list up here earlier. Hold on a second. Did I say microwave?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just say this about the microwave. Don't use it.
You know, there are a lot of people, they don't even cook anymore. Everything is microwave. What happens over a period of time, if you're, like, every day using the microwave, whatever.
Oh, yeah, you don't even know about that. Well, so here's the thing. The nutrients are not, you're zapping the nutrients out of what was maybe food. I'm not sure what they're putting in the microwave.
Mm.
And then because you have so much radiation, now, whatever was the nutrients there are not being absorbed by the body.
Yeah, you're changing the structure of the food when you microwave. Wow. Yeah, I mean, think about it. What you're doing is you're exciting the electrons so much so that it heats up. So it becomes like ionizing radiation, so to speak, versus like a non-ionizing. So it heats up because of it vibrates so much that it creates heat. Right. So if you think about how atoms are connected, right, and how everything molecules come together, it's through a certain structure with certain electrons and molecules that are connected in a certain way. Well, you start rearranging those and you have something that's totally different now.
So that's different, like if you put food on a pot and turn on the fire and, you know, heat up on the fire as opposed to put it in the microwave and it being heated.
Well, with the microwave, you're doing it from the inside out, so to speak, right? You're affecting, it's passing right through the food, and it's exciting the molecules at that level, right?
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, I haven't used the microwave in a long time, but I remember when I did in the past, I mean, the food tasted like crap. You know, like you did not. Yeah, but what the hell?
It's a technical term.
It's like, man, this is not really that great. It was just convenient, you know, because you could heat something up in a really short period of time.
Right, and you want to shift your mindset around cooking because that's shifting your mindset around health. So if someone goes, oh, the microwave, you know, just buy a coffee pot and, you know, brew your coffee, right, and just brew enough coffee for the day, and you can set it in advance because a lot of people say, oh, I use my microwave for the coffee. Don't use the microwave. And then, you know, you can set a timer on your phone, okay, to go back and check on the eggs that you're boiling or whatever it is, or find a way to multitask, which, I mean, sometimes we have to do that in the kitchen so you can be, you know, having that go on and maybe have a conversation or listen to a great podcast by the name of Self-Care, you know, things like that. But find a way, find a workaround for yourself so that you can support yourself. You know, yeah, it takes a couple minutes, but the truth of the matter is sometimes it takes just as long in the microwave as it does on the stove. And I also want to warn people about making the flame too high or those electric stoves. People, if you're putting the flame really high, it becomes your food is now a carcinogen.
Oh my. Yeah, depending on what you're heating up too, like certain oils, right? You affect the oil will degrade and you know, there's a certain temp that it can tolerate, you know, but depending on the oil that you're using, some oils are gonna tolerate higher. At some point, they do start to come apart, and now you're not eating the same thing.
Maybe okay. I'll just start eating raw.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
I mean, raw is good, but I mean, you can eat food, but like, you know, people tend to overheat.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a threshold that you can work with.
All right. So I'm looking for. I want to talk about solutions. Okay. Because we're halfway through the show, and I want to let people know the first thing that I could get into my house is what I'm wearing: Faraday cape. And I also bought the Faraday baseball cap, which I can't find right now, but don't need it. Right. I mean, I do wear it out. Actually, I think it's in my car. So I wear it out around. That was the very first thing I bought. I overnighted it in my house. And it literally blocked the EMF. So I would wear it when I went out. And then I also let it double as a blanket because it's a cape. It's got
So what's the lining made out of?
You know, I honestly forget because all I know is that it, you know, I'm still learning, okay? And I could look it up, and I will. So it's got these buttons. I wore it as a case, and then at night, I put it over myself, and I slept with it.
Ah.
Wow. Okay? So that was part one. And then the birds and Andrew had this blanket, you know, so another Faraday blanket.
Certain materials that are best to block EMF waves.
I don't know. Raj, do you know what it is? I could look it up. But
yeah, typically they're using like a thin metal kind of type, like almost like a foil, right? Something that's gonna conduct. That's conductive, right?
I'm sorry, the foil hat, right? You know.
Yeah, tin foil hat, and that's essentially what it is, right? But different material, but it's usually like a very thin kind of metal that you can put into a fabric or something like that. So a Faraday cage is just gonna shield it, right? So like kind of like a mesh. It's like a little thin metal mesh, so to speak.
Thank you. I just researched quickly the best ones and bought it.
Honestly, I mean, I just, you know, there's only so much you can do in that short period of time. So that was part one. The second part was, what's it, do LifeWay first or did I do cloud? I did cloud. But then I bought four PMF devices. So, one for me, one for Andrew. Do you want to talk about, or do you have a video you want me to show on the bubble?
Well, we have a short video on the website if you want to take a look at that. It's just about EMF and the exposure that we have. But the bubble is an EMF converter, and it actually does a few things. It's not just an EMF converter, but it's also the world's smallest PEMF device that you can actually wear.
Yes.
An active device, not just an EMF converter. It converts the frequencies around you, so it doesn't block, right? So think about, so a lot of people will think that they're blocking signals, as an example, when they put like little things on their phone. Well, if you block everything, then you really can't use your phone, right? Because it operates on these systems. But what you're doing is you're converting, you're transforming, transmuting the information to taking the harmful information and converting that into more beneficial bioresonant information that's going to support your body versus stuff that's going to hurt your body.
Right. It's harmonizing it.
Yes.
It's
correct.
Harmonizing the frequency. So there's chaotic frequencies. And we have a caller, so we're going to take that in a minute. We have chaotic frequencies, okay? And we have coherent frequencies. And so that EMF is chaotic, and this makes it coherent, which is, you know, healing for the body. And we have a caller, 872-901, and we will call, pick up your phone in just a minute. I want to tell you, the first night that I slept with this, you know, I'm not trying to be sexual or anything, but it sits right in my cleavage, right at my breast line, right? And I've had surgery. I've had in the past, about 11 years ago, I don't know what it was, a breast reduction surgery. Yeah, it was a G because of all the hormones that I was consuming, right? And so anyway, I have I don't have scar tissue anymore. I had scar tissue, lots of it, and I was working on it. But because this was sitting right at my breast line and has been since March 25th, the first day I woke up, that under my breast, it was very, very tender. And you may ask, well, why was it so tender? Oh, no, I don't want to wear the bubble. No, honey. The bubble was getting circulation to a place that hadn't had circulation in a very long time.
Wow.
It got blood flow to an area of my body that hadn't seen blood flow in a very long time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So the daily wearing of this bubble, let me just get a bigger thing, better recovery, elevated mood, more energy, elevated performance, reduced fatigue, grounding, and mental acuity. Those are some good things, right? Where's the video that I should show on this?
Well, you know what? If you let me just check it's on my website here.
Wow. How much radiation penetrates your body compared to 10 years ago? Is that number?
Yeah, so that is the number. That's the quintillion. So
quintillion.
Wow. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18 zero.
Damn.
Quintillion. Yeah. So if you go to getthefrequency.com, that first link is a video. You could play that video if you want to play that.
I'd love to. Yeah. So
getthefrequency.com.
Is it Welcome to a World with Centropics? Or?
Yeah. Correct. It's a short little video.
Okay. So let me stop sharing that, and we'll go here. So this was really transformational for me. This should be it. Okay, so let me make it larger and close it off and start that.
Body and health are under constant threat. Destructive EMF radiation is all around you all the time. Every day, you can be exposed to as many as 40 sources of toxic EMF smog. It comes from your internet router, your Bluetooth devices, 4G and 5G cell towers, and more. Continuous exposure to EMF radiation can lead to reduced energy, faster aging, lowered immune system capability, brain fog, hormonal deficiencies, trouble sleeping, and unwanted stress. Researchers have termed these symptoms magnetic field deficiency syndrome. It's a result of your body's biomagnetic field being bombarded by EMFs. And new 5G cellular towers pose an even greater threat to your health. The problem is, you're probably experiencing some or all of these symptoms without even knowing it. And there's been virtually no way of defending yourself against EMF radiation until now. Enter Centromics, with products designed and engineered to keep you safe and balanced, whether you're at home or on the go. By producing positive electromagnetic frequencies, Centropics products will restore your biomagnetic balance. Daily uses report mental clarity, enhanced focus and performance, higher energy levels, reduced fatigue. Backed by science and supported by experts, you can feel confident knowing that Centropics is protecting you from EMF radiation around the clock. Experience a level of clarity, vitality, and balance you didn't know was possible. Protect your body from the harmful effects of EMF smog and 5G, and take a shortcut to feeling your best with Centropics.
So, I want to show people the very first day what I look like. And I have a picture of me with the Centropics day one on my, and you can just look at me now, right? So I'm just going to show you, let me see how I do this. So I have this, the other screen up. If I go to present, share screen, interesting. Oh, I don't want, because I want a window. There we go. Thank you. Okay. Now, which day looks better? I mean, look at my skin.
How did you feel when you were taking that picture? How were you feeling internally? I mean, was it?
Well, my brain was inflamed. My brain was hurting. I was crying myself to sleep.
Ooh.
Okay. Look at my skin. I'm actually going to close this window here because the light's coming in. But hold on. Okay, this should be better. I think. We'll see. Okay. Look at my skin. Look at the difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's aged and everything else.
Mm-hmm. This is day one of using the bubble. So that was March 25th. You can see this date on here. It says March 25th, 9:57 a.m. So 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And here I am, less than a month away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually has a frequency specifically for the skin. So in addition to being an EMF converter, it does put out a number of other things. So it's frequencies that support the skin, your metabolic system as well. So people will notice shifts in their eating habits as well, like their metabolism picks up. That could help to, you know, reduce weight, things like that. Your heart, it affects your heart, your meridians. It cleans up your auric field, so it actually
supports the natural frequencies of your body. So it kind of creates a buffer, okay, a force field, so to speak, around you that allows you to be more resilient to the EMF that is around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think people who maybe grown up with science fiction, which is an old fiction, the image of a force field that it creates, I think they can relate to that because we are always emitting waves, electromagnetic frequencies that are part of what we are. So to have it disturbed, our field disturbed all the time with the kinds of waves that we've been absorbing and how it depletes our energy, I think the idea of having kind of like a force field that protects you, people can visualize that.
Well, think about the Jetsons. They were, you know, remember George Jetson?
Yeah.
They were talking on Zoom.
Yep, they were talking on Zoom. Yes, they were.
So we actually have two callers.
In your living room and talk to somebody, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
So we have two callers. Let me take those two callers real quick. So 872-901, I'm going to bring you on. And then after that, 404-276, okay? So, the sense that they needed to go. Or...
Yeah.
Thank
Good morning. This is Lois.
Hi, Lois.
In Chicago, Illinois. Thank you. God bless you all this morning. Especially, you know, I heard about all of the medications and everything else that you had taken, and I wondered, well, what was it given to her for, and et cetera. Today, I learned that you've been suffering from MS.
I had a variety. I have 19 chronic conditions. But MS was not one of them. I had small fiber neuropathy. Those medications actually attacked my nervous system. But I had a misdiagnosis of having bipolar disorder and schizo 2 when I complained of pain because I fell at in the parking lot at work. And you're welcome to go to my website and download the full story for free.
What's the website?
Yeah. So I'll put it, it's Tucson Essentials. So www.tucsonessentials.com.
S-U-S-O-N, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So www.tucsonessentials.com. And at the bottom of the page is an opportunity to do a free download. For that book. And you can get the PDF or you can get the audio.
Okay. Well, thank you. I didn't know that. But so I wondered in our conversation this morning, did we include the aneurysms that people are getting from the radiation from carrying the Bluetooth in their ears and what have you?
That's a huge thing. Yeah. Oh, Lois. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. Keep talking.
That's
because I have a dear sister-in-law who was a nurse at the little company of Mary Hospital, and she had one aneurysm, and she kept working with the Bluetooth in her ear and what have you. So she passed away about 4 years ago. And I have several friends that I know who carried the Bluetooth, and they had aneurysms and just left here. So, something I just wanted to mention, too. So, you know, I ask that God bless you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, and that whatever wrong in your body right now, that he will fix it because he's the one who made you. And that's all. And may he bless all of us because we all need a little help and a little prayer through here. But thank you for being alive. I thank God for you being alive to even share this with his people. And thank you all for listening. God bless you. This is Lois in Chicago.
Lois, first of all, thank you so very much. So I want to tell you, you're absolutely right that it is God. But it's God and look, I took the easy button. I took God's direction, right? And don't get me wrong, I use a multimodal approach, and I'm just going to kind of shout them out real quick. One, I use this bubble. Two, I use the PEMF map by, it's called the cloud. Three, I use life wave patches, which we'll explain in a little bit. I used specific essential oils. I also used divine intervention, spontaneous remission. And then I used puncture, which my friend Dr. Matt will talk about because he's, I'm going to add him to the stream here. Hello, Dr. Matt.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank
Hope
you for being
here. Everybody's having a great day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I sense you probably heard what we were talking about. And we're going to go through all the different ways in which I allowed my body to heal itself and, you know, like that. But Lois, so thank you. Yeah, it is absolutely a God job. And, you know, before I have Dr. Matt share what he saw, I do want people to see what you're referring to, which is those earbuds, okay? I have on my YouTube channel, okay, a video that I did not do, and it's about these AirPods. It says wireless radiation from AirPods, safe technology.
Here we
33
have some
seconds.
Apple AirPods, and they are turned off with the case closed, low levels of RF, and look what happens immediately when we open the case. And take out the earbud, our levels of RF go up pretty high. You see people walking around with the earpod in their head
all day long.
About peaking at about 700 or 800 millivolts per meter.
So I think, you know, people need to understand that you can't be putting this dangerous technology by your brain, right? Or actually your body, but certainly your brain.
I got a question because I have seen people like wearing those earpods all day long, and I'm sure there's got to be some kind of long-range effects of that. I don't know. Usually we don't notice things until maybe 10 years later, then you see a trend of brain tumors and things like that. But are there signs people should look for that maybe they're wearing their earpods for too many hours out of the day or something, you know, any kind of warning signs?
Sure. So one, so let me just say that.
Yeah, I would recommend a wired set like that Dr. Matt's wearing versus a wireless.
I have a patient's mother who had a brain tumor. And she links it directly to the wireless Bluetooth headsets that she was wearing for hours on end, days on end in her corporate life.
Wow. I got a couple of friends. They always got their earpiece in. And, you know,
I cringe every time I see that because I know what's happening there, especially, you know, even with the when you're not on a call, it's transmitting to your phone all day long.
Wow.
So, like, you know, people just kind of keep them in, and it's right there, the little antenna, it's hitting right there. So it's actually heating your tissue up. And now it gets worse when you actually have a call come in or when you disconnect, it, you know, it even spikes up. But, it's not a good habit to have. And, you know, I don't own them. I would never use them. I pretty much, if I do have a headset on, I have a wired headset, but oftentimes I use just my speakerphone. And, you know, little thing that people can do that just common things that you can do, easy things you can do. So most people don't realize that, you know, your Wi-Fi, your Bluetooth, all that is on for most people. Your location, you can turn that off. And when I'm not using it, I just turn it off, and it does make a dramatic difference.
Yeah, we turn it off every single night. When we leave the house, we turn it off because we don't want our pets being exposed to the Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
Think about this. So, yeah, not a good thing. My brother, Dr. Matt, he was using the cell phone. He was a doctor of chiropractic. And, you know, he got a brain tumor, had a seizure on the beach. And he was the longest living survivor, which I'm not sure is a really good thing, but of a brain tumor at Northwestern, right? Because he didn't have a life of vitality. But what he did do is he used, he had a lot of like organ needs, organic, he ate organic, and it you know, the minerals and the proteins in that were just really amazing for his health, and it extended his lifespan. And then when he went into the hospital because they forgot to give him his anti-seizure medication twice in 24 hours, he had 11 months in the hospital, and then he died, which is an interesting concept because 23 years prior, they gave him a year to live.
Oh, wow.
There was a year to live based upon the standard American diet.
Yeah.
And when he got into the hospital, he got hospital food.
Mm.
Which
is the best place to get sick and die.
Yes,
it
is.
Yeah.
Right? Don't go there.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, Dr. Matt, will you share what you saw with me the first time? Because you're like, not a good thing, right? you know, what did you see when you did the pulse? First of all, you measured my pulse. Want to explain to people what you do with that?
So pulse diagnosis is a diagnostic confirmation tool from traditional Chinese medicine. The classical pulses, there's 28 classical pulse forms, and they indicate various issues, and when combined together, they can give a greater picture of the overall internal vitality of the body. I use a more of a modern pulse diagnosis that I learned from one of my mentors, Robert Doan, and it's based off of off of his mentor's pulse center synergy, Jim Chang. So they're all West Coast practitioners, and they've been doing what they do for quite a while. His form of pulse diagnosis is more akin to what we're used to seeing in our society these days. The 28 classical pulses come from, you know, a couple thousand years ago. So those were observed and defined and propagated throughout the history of TCM. And now we have our own societal issues that are trending towards a refinement of that. So I utilize that to confirm presentations from patients. And when my first encounter with you is you were stressed out, you had brain fog, you were having digestive issues, trouble managing your mental, emotional aspects of life, and you and your husband were bickering for no reason because you both were stressed out and being bombarded by various electromagnetic waveforms that were causing issues in your body.
Wow.
The pulses showed that your lungs were having trouble, your kidneys were having trouble. You were essentially in trouble throughout. And the lung pulse was probably a combination of our crazy weather we've had here in Georgia too, where one day it's 20, the next day it's 80, and then the next day it's 30. So we have things blooming on Monday, dying on Tuesday, blooming again on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Right, and there was the issue with the liver too, if I recall, right? So my liver and heart were not really happy either.
So your elimination pathways were all screwed up. And, you know, if elimination pathways are screwed up, we have toxic buildup leads to infirmities, both physical and emotional. So the focus was to improve neurological function, cardiovascular delivery of nutrients, and calming of the nervous system from neurotransmitter release and cascading effects that is provided by the use of acupuncture.
Yeah, and so as you know, I use a multimodal approach. I use your gift, and thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I used lemongrass essential oil for the tumors that I had.
Wow.
I used the pulse electromagnetic frequencies from Cloud and the bubble, right? And I have my Cloud down here, which is my mat. Love that.
Oh, wow.
And then I use the light wave patches, which I'll run a video on that, but basically it activates your own stem cells using light, using copper. And, you know, have you ever seen anybody recover from that this quickly or not? Really?
Very few and far between.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And so,
usually if it's just a stress issue, people can recover quickly. But when it's a multi-dysfunction, it's going to take a lot longer.
Yeah, certainly not 3 weeks. Because we're not even at, I think I saw you the first, was March 25th, because I had gotten this bubble, right? And I hadn't plugged it in yet. And so I may have seen you the day before, March 24th, actually. So, yeah, I think it was, because I plugged in the bubble. And it wasn't charged yet, and then you served both my husband and I that night. So really grateful, and have continued.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, and have continued to serve. So if anybody's in Georgia, you know, Dr. Matt's here in Georgia, so Cobb County area. And where else do you serve, Dr. Matt?
I make house calls through a large portion of the northwest Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really cool, especially if you can't drive because you're just so messed up. So, Zelda, sorry, I'm just going to, she says, Grand Rising, beautiful people, thanks for waking the planet up. Really feel for those wearing earbuds, wired headphones for life for me. Thanks for educating us. Yeah, you're welcome, Zelda. And wired and or speakerphone, right? Vieta says, Grand Rising, beautiful souls, loving and living this shared truth. Thank us, United Spirits. Thank you, Vieta. And then we have Joyce Segor. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your last name right. I apologize. I thank Lois for bringing up something to shout about and be thankful for being alive. I like the God job. Yeah, me too, Dolly. just tuned in. Seriously, 800 millimeters voltage by your brain with earplugs. Unbelievable what we are doing to our brains. Grateful to be alive and willing to learn. So Joy, which then if you just tuned in, what you didn't know is that I had failing liver, failing kidneys, my heart wasn't doing so good, my lungs were not doing so good. I had four tumors. I had a small tumor in my pituitary gland, each temporal lobe, and the basal ganglia. I also had a couple of my feet. And I want to talk about the kidneys for a second. And by the way, it's all been reversed. I mean, the kidneys I'm still working on because I don't drink enough water, but Dr. Mack gave me my direction. Drink first before you, wake up.
Well, you gotta call up the Mary Coke 404, too.
Yeah, and 404. Yeah, actually, yeah. So let's pick that real quick and see what the questions are. Thank you for that. Keep fantastic. So welcome to the show, Self-Care. This is Jody Sousa. What's your question and what's your name? Thank you for calling.
Good morning. Thanks for putting on this wonderful show. My name is Pamela, and I live in Atlanta, Georgia. And I have a question about the smart meter.
Yeah.
I know they affect you all day long, 24 hours. But do they affect you more at night when you're sleeping?
So that's what Raj is saying. Raj, you want to answer that?
Yeah, I would say that, yes, you are being affected more at night than you are during the day. And there's a couple reasons for that. So when you're sleeping, your body wants to be in rest and digest. That's when your body does a lot of its healing, is at night. You need things like REM sleep, right, to kind of help in that process. Well, if that is being disrupted and because you're kind of in a mode where you're really relaxed and so your guard is down, that is going to affect you more dramatically at night. Not only that, but there's less competing frequencies at night, because we're all emitting information and frequencies as well. And so there are periods of at nighttime where things can be a little bit more dramatic in terms of the amount of impact it could have on your body, because there's less frequencies competing within the environment that can affect you.
Okay. Pamela, does that help you? First of all, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, that helps because I think some of my symptoms comes on at night, more at night than during the day. Mm-hmm. So that explained that a little bit. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, and it's a thing, right? And so for you, I want to humbly suggest that you sleep with one of these, you know, Faraday tape, right? To keep your you know, make sure your head is protected when you sleep.
I have a question. I have several friends who fall asleep in front of the television often. That seems like that's not healthy. What are the impacts of, you know, falling asleep in front of the television night after night? Is that how does that affect you?
It's not going to help with your quality of sleep, right? I mean, you have noise and light that's affecting you. And so you're not going to get the best quality sleep that you need. You need darkness. You need silence to really sleep well. You need an environment where you know, your body can really rest and relax, and you know, having all that noise in the background and the light, you know, and the flickering, that's going to impact your quality of sleep. So it's not a good idea.
I was wondering, based on, you know, is television emitting electromagnetic frequencies that could be disrupting, you know, like you said, the quality of your sleep, even the cells in your body,
it clearly will be radiating EMF, but, you know, most people aren't like that close to their TV. I think, you know, the noise and the light might be more impactful in that scenario than the EMF itself. Like the RF waves and stuff like that.
Yeah, and what it says here, you know, falling asleep with your TV on means you're also soaking in blue light from electronics. It messes with the quality of your sleep by suppressing the production of melatonin, the hormone that keeps your sleep-wake cycle in check. Dr. Matt, do you want to talk to that at all? Is that something?
Yeah, the connection between melatonin and vitamin D, or which we now actually know is a prohormone, not necessarily a vitamin, is well documented, and the conversion from D to melatonin is a nighttime cycle. So melatonin is commonly referred to as your nighttime vitamin D. So you're going to see sleep issues, immune dysfunction, and other compounding factors. From a Chinese medicine view, we'll take eating. And sleeping can be kind of extrapolated from that. But eating, if you're eating, you should eat and only eat. You shouldn't eat and play on your phone or eat and watch TV, because you're activating other organ systems and it's affecting digestion and further down the line. So if you extrapolate that out to sleep, the root problem with digestion would be you're damaging the spleen, pancreas, so you're not getting the proper digestive function from your enzyme production and your further digestion of your food. So when we extrapolate that out to sleep, we are getting information from the TV that's coming through in light wave forms through the eyelids, even though we're asleep. Obviously, when our eyes are open, we're getting more, but that's going to damage the heart, and the root issue is the spleen. Spleen builds blood, which sends it out to the body to nourish the organs, especially the heart. The heart is seen as the shin, or the mind, the mental, emotional aspects of life, as well as the physical heart aspects of life. So you've got damage to the functions of digestion and blood production and then delivery of blood. So you're not getting nourishment to the body.
Mm.
If we go back to Western physiology, you're not getting that proper conversion of D into melatonin, that transition, you're not going to get the proper sleep as well. So you're going to have compounding issues further down the line because you're not getting that rest and digest cycle that is proper, which we know we need 6 to 8 hours of sleep. And if you fall asleep on the couch for 2 hours and you wake up, you've probably gone into a REM cycle and come out of it. And so now it's going to take you longer to fall asleep, and you're probably going to fall asleep after midnight, which has its own issues. You're getting into the liver time from 11 to 3, or gallbladder liver time. So you're not getting proper detoxification functions going on and repair. So it's a vicious cycle that can compound further down the line every aspect of life.
Yeah, it's a really good point that you make, Dr. Matt. So the reason we need to be in bed sleeping by 10, right, is because certain organs are cleansing at certain times. Do you want to do a little deeper dive on that?
Is there a regular schedule for your organs to detox during night sleep phase?
According to the Chinese medicine chronological clock, yes, there is. The big ones, your liver and such, are at the height of our sleep. So our was probably our deepest sleep from 11 to 3 time frame. So if you're not going to bed till 11, you're already compromising your body's natural functions.
Wow.
Gallbladder is going to store the bile for release for better digestion of fats. And so if you're noticing that you're going to bed late, you're not getting to bed till 11, 12 o'clock, and you're having issues with fatty meals, well, take a look at what time you're going to sleep. Go to bed before 11 and see how that does. And then, of course, it's going to take a little bit of time for you to probably see changes in that. But the more time you give it, the better chance of recovery without needing a Western intervention would be there. So the gallbladder is 11 to 1, liver is 1 to 3. Those are the big ones I focus on because those are the areas where most people have, they're either not going to bed in time to get into those proper cycles, or they're waking up during that time because they're stressed out.
So that was me, Dr. Matt. So when we moved into the apartment, my sleep cycles were way off. Can't be a surprise to you based on what you saw. And sometimes to 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning working, because I was so stressed, I was in this high gear. And now, 9 o'clock, I'm like, okay, time to go to bed. Like, my body's done a reset. I'm in bed. We're up at 6, and we're in bed by 9. Latest is like 10, but, I mean, and the phones are outside or on outside the bedroom or on airplane mode. We unplug our Wi-Fi. There is no TV in our bedroom. These are easy things, people, that you can do that doesn't cost you a dime. But then,
get out of the bedroom. Do not sleep with the TV.
No. And trust me, all my life I did that. So I'm not, making you wrong or you're not big and bad. We're all learning, okay? Mm-hmm. This is just an opportunity for us to learn. And having technology in your bedroom, your bedroom is for sleeping and sex, basically that, right? Or if you want to read a book, go do that. Yeah. Did I?
Same time.
Wait, what? Go read a book while you're having sex? Is that what you're saying? That would be rude to the partner. That's an emotional intelligence issue and another show. Yeah, definitely don't read a book while you're having sex with your partner. Probably not a good idea.
Get insulted.
And that we can do a show on emotional intelligence. I'm all about that. So, sorry, you guys are getting cut off here, but I'll read Joy's message real quick. She says, I decided to go to a naturopath doctor, and she determined that 85% of my energy was consumed in stress. I had no idea that I was in stress, and now you are sharing your healing, Susan. I'm also experiencing less sleep, and now I have an overactive bladder. I do not feel that all this I'm experiencing because of age, this environment that I'm living in is causing my body to accelerate the aging process. Can anyone assist on how I can restore my body and healthy function? She says, I experienced COVID. Yeah, so absolutely. I first of all, you know, we can do free consults on how to restore. And, you know, what I believe in is, you know, a healthy diet. If you eat whole foods, I have a little bit of sugar, but I mean, basically I was sugar-free for 5 years. There's so many great substitutes like date syrup. There's monk fruit, which is zero glycemic. You can do stevia. That's amazing. You know, so I think when it's, you know, and get rid of it. For me, I don't do any coffee. I have dandelion coffee, which is caffeine, no caffeine whatsoever, and it tastes amazing. And it's got chicory root, and I put an extra dandelion tincture to help with the liver, echinacea with my immune system, and, you know, I muscle up some mushroom powders. So there's those things you can do. And then we have, I love this PEMF device that's wearable, and I will put a link in the thread for that as far as Centropics. Also, I love using my essential oils because, you know, doTERRA is medicinal grade, quite frankly, and I do consults on that as well. And, you know, to learn about the products, it's a free consult. And LifeWave patches, I use that. And if we have time in the show, I'll run the video, but if not, it'll have to be another show. But feel free to reach out to me, and I will inch the banner here real quick so you can, go to Susana. Okay, that's different. You can just call 847-738-0242. And here's the one I was looking for. For the free consult, you go to my website or email me. So Jody@SusanaEssentials.com or visit the website at SusanaEssentials.com, and there's a red free consult button. My processing is still coming back to where it needs to be, so I apologize if I don't stay completely on task. And we'll go back to the comments.
Yeah. I don't know if you have to take another break, but oh, yeah, thanks, Miami and Jody Susan for this presentation today. Have your guests repeat their specialties and contacts so I can learn more of who they are and what they do. Great, yeah.
Yeah, so
And I have to exit. My niece is a professional artist. She did a mural at a hospital, so we're going to go and cover that for the news. But
that's exciting.
Yeah, that's exciting. And, you know, the wonderful thing, I mean, I know hospitals have their functions, but I'm really hoping that our hospitals, and, you know, you're at the hospital, but I'm hoping that our hospitals can be more holistic and have as the intention to permanently heal people and not just treat the sicknesses. Because a lot of the things that we're experiencing now that are triggered by the extreme of the electromagnetic frequencies and all the other new technologies, you know, the kinds of things we end up doing is treating the liver damage, treating the heart damage, treating the damage that's caused by things in our environment, that if we just fix those things, then we wouldn't have to have the pharmaceutical products to naturally. So I'm hoping that that's the wave of the future in terms of, my niece, she is very health conscious and, you know, just amazing. And I'm hoping that that becomes the wave of the future of our healthcare industry. So, anyway, I'm going to exit, but I'll be listening. My phone.
Yeah, and then I am sharing. Thank you for being here. I am sharing Dr. Matt and Rajai's contact information, so that if you want to learn more about you know, how they can help, you know, Rajai, what's your phone number again? 847 or 224?
847. 754-8555.
don't do that as a scroll, do that as a banner, and I can have both. So there we go.
There you
go. Fresco Santo. So
hey, I have a question. So you mentioned that you had seen a change in Jody that was quicker than you've seen for the most part. Can you talk a little bit about the changes, so before and after, kind of what were the discernible changes and impacts that you saw, and kind of into that a little bit more, if you don't mind.
Yeah, certainly. It was a change in her presentation. She was more clear in her thoughts and her descriptions of what she was continuing to experience. Her pulses changed noticeably. So her pulses were really deficient, meaning they were deep, weak, and in some cases, mostly imperceptible. And so that indicates that there was a lot going on. Her kidney and bladder pulse was really almost imperceptible. It took a bit to find it and get any information from it. When I saw her yesterday, her kidney pulses were much better. They weren't out of the woods, but they were perceptible, had a defined waveform, even borders, and had a force to them, whereas prior they did not. Her liver pulse was thin and weak, and it was now what we would refer to as wiry, but it has its normal quality is wiry, so it was too abnormal state. It wasn't pounding or overly wiry to where we would say that there's a liver issue going on. The lung had come up from a deep position to a superficial position, which is where it should be. The digestive pulse was, as I remember it, it was very slippery, deep, and weak, and it was in the middle layer, which is where it should be at its home. So that's good. If it's in its home, that's good. The first place it needs to be is in its home. And it had defined borders and had force to it. So across the board, her pulses responded very quickly. And that was intriguing and nice to see.
How does any of this relate to HRV, heart rate variability?
Very clear. I don't have an answer for you on that. That would be interesting to see the correlation, though.
Yeah, because I know that the bubble does have does support that. It actually brings that into line. So that's one of the key features of the bubble. And there have been studies on that as well. Comes out of Clinton. So you might want to take a look into that. And I'm curious if that has any correlation to kind of what you were saying.
That would be interesting to see, definitely. I've done some work with HRV years ago at Alternative Health Atlanta. We used that in our Evectix program that we utilized there. And it was interesting to see the correlation between the HRV variations and patient presentations and then response to treatment.
Very cool.
So would you tell people what your background was before you became a doctor of acupuncture?
I've been studying the human body for about 35 years, been in medicine for 25. My first round in medicine was as a lifeguard, and I spent a decade as a paramedic. And I've been in practice for about 14 years in Chinese medicine.
Yeah. And really, I'm so grateful to have met you and that you are here in Georgia and able to serve our community. And so I want to encourage people that if you haven't tried acupuncture, Dr. Matt's your guy. He lets me cough every time he puts in a needle so I can distract my brain. And he gets the job done, right? So he's really good at what he does. I get results every time. And I haven't been floating above my body yet like I used to, but my body wasn't ready. So there you go. advice is we've got other work to do just yet.
There you go.
So Dr. Matt can be reached at 678-389-5839. Is that the best way, Dr. Matt, or do we just prefer email or phone?
That's call or text. I always have that in my pocket, unfortunately, but that's how I have to run my business, being mobile. I can be reached at drmatt@travelpuncture.com as well for an email.
Yes. So here we go. Let's see if I can get that in there. There he is. the business card. So, and I saw your note that you have to go to your next appointment. We're just really grateful that you took the time here today to share. And we will be sending people your way. So thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. And it was great to talk with everybody. Raj, it was nice to meet you and talk with you as well.
Good to meet you. Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Bye. Take care. So Raj, let's do a deeper dive, if you don't mind, on I want to talk about the cloud. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
And I just want to before we do that, I just want to acknowledge some people that have some comments, because they're really important, actually. So Crystal Bullock says, also unplug those cell phone chargers, because I don't know what it is with them, but I'm so sensitive to those, especially the cell phone charging lamps. Yeah, I don't touch any of those. Just get rid of LED bulbs. They're trying to outlaw halogen. I'm just going to let you know. And what I learned yesterday, first of all, I mean, we are replacing all of our bulbs in this new home with the halogen. But halogen actually mimics the sun, and LED hurts you. So, and then she says, Oregon towers are really good for a natural way of ridding EMF. Crystal, wait till you hear what Raj has to say about how he's going to get rid of EMF. Because I'm going to tell you, while I like the Oregon towers, I have them bigger and much bigger than an Oregon tower. So let me let Raj share about what's going on. She goes, yes, I have all halogen. I'm so sensitive to LED, I can't go into stores. So Crystal, you may want to get one of these if you're sensitive and you can't go into stores. And I put the link in there, but I'll put the link in again. Do you want to explain the bubble? Crystal, did you hear about this bubble when we were talking about it?
Yeah, so the bubble, and I'll wait till she replies here, but the bubble is a small, active, so it's an active device. So it's got two Tesla coils in here. But what it does, it's an EMF converter. So it takes the EMF around you and converts it to bio-friendly frequency. So it'll harmonize the energies around you and put out, like, for example, it puts out the Schumann resonance. That's the natural normal frequency of the planet, 7.83 hertz. And that's going to support your biofield and allow your body to be more resilient to the information around you. In addition to being an EMF converter, it's also the world's smallest PEMF device. It's got frequencies for your skin. And Jody, you can attest to the changes in your skin. It'll affect your heart or your heart rate variability. So it's going to have a higher consistent HRV.
Well, this is what it did for my skin, people. This is what I'm like when Dr. Matt was saying he couldn't find a pulse, basically. And you see what my skin looks like. I look like I'm probably, well, I look very aged, right? And that was on March 25th, and we're April 11th. Okay. Go ahead, Raji.
Yeah, and so it's just going to support your body. Your immune system is going to be upregulated. Blood flow is going to be upregulated. Essentially, you're giving your body a layer of protection from the environment around you. And the energies and the frequencies that it does emit will help to properly structure the water within your body. And as you know, we're 70% plus water. Our cells, our blood, everything consists of water. And so we're structuring that in a way to where we're supporting the body versus hurting the body. And that's what I love about it is it's not, you can wear anywhere you go. It's on the go. So and it's an active device. So it's I think it's just a more effective device. And I've had people who are not grounded. As soon as they put it on, they ground right away. And they could feel a significant shift almost immediately. And some people aren't as sensitive as other people, but depending on where you're at, you know, some people will notice it very, very dramatically, very quickly, just from putting it on.
Sorry. So somebody came up the whole flight of stairs to the door to be on the show, and I'll give you guys a minute.
And so that's the bubble. And then we also have the cloud, which is a PEMF device, the more powerful PEMF device. And this is a MEMF that you lay on. This is a mini. And this will support your, this will charge up your body, essentially. I've been using these types of masks for, I don't know, since 2016. Mm-hmm. And it absolutely transformed my life. I had all kinds of problems prior to. But essentially what we're doing is we're bringing at a level of homeostasis within the body by charging up your cells, just like you would charge up your cell phone. Your cells are also batteries as well.
Well, so what I did with that mat is, and by the way, Shagula says hello. She, you know, we have very tall stairs, and she hopped up all the stairs to get up there.
Hey,
Mommy, I'm here. I need to talk to everybody. So, so I took the mat the first night, and I actually wore it. I didn't lay on the mat. I let the mat lay on me, okay? And I wore it over my face because my brain was hurting so bad. The inflammation was so huge that I was crying myself to sleep, okay? And there was so much inflammation. And so then I did that for about, I think, 3, maybe 4 days, okay? And I did the same thing for the birds. So I laid the mat over the bird cage, and I ran it on the bird cage for the girls because they were suffering as well. And after that, after having 3-4 days of the PEMF, you know, the cloud and the bubble, I was strong enough, and I brought the girls, Faglin, Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell's downstairs. She doesn't like to really be on stage. And we got into bed in the morning, and I did divine intervention spontaneous remission. But I didn't have the strength to do that until I used the mat, and I had some element of circulation back in my body. I had no circulation.
Yeah, this is really quite amazing technology. I mean, it's been evolving for a long time. So these types of devices have been out for decades, but what I love about the cloud is it really has taken the next step in the evolution of these types of devices, and it's got frequencies that support multiple systems in your body, not just your circulatory system, but many of the systems in your body will be in by using a mat like this. And what's nice about it is you don't have to be on it all day long. You do, you know, a couple sessions a day, 15 minutes each, and it'll affect you for a good 24 hours. And people,
yes, I mean, I want to say yes to that. You really only need to use it twice a day. If you're in harm's way like I was living on it. I said, screw the recommendation.
And that's okay. You could use it more if you feel like it's needed. And, once you find that balance, right, and you're at that homeostasis, once or twice a day should be plenty.
Yeah, and that's where we're at now. So here's the website, right, and it shows the waves going through the mat, and currently combines the widest range of frequencies and intensity spectra available on the PEMF market in just one device. You guys think about the Schumann resonance. You want to be aligned with that, right? Amplifies the Tesla power of treatment through a patented design.
experience up to 20,000 amplitudes per second through 8 large coils and reach a wider molecular range in the body. So these are the programs. They have relax, balance, energize, synchronize, and transform. I used a lot of the transform and balance and synchronize. I'm now using energize. I wasn't really using energize. I wasn't called to use energize at first because I just needed to have my body in homeostasis. And now I'll start using energize. You know, I wanted, harmony first. Okay, so what are they all saying? Just LOL. Oh, Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Says, yes, a positive charge and balance. And Sehla, what is it that you wanted to share with the community here? I'm sorry. So Sehla is saying that she was really hurting. And she was, yes, I remember this. Okay, thank you. So she was attacking all the wires in the house and chewing on them to give us a message that was electromagnetic frequencies, the EMF. She had, in the first time in the 8 or 7 years of her life, or 8 years, I can't remember how old you are, sorry, she was now chewing on all the wood in the house. So if you have, she says, if you have pets that are acting irritable or doing things that are irrational, she said you need to support them and clean up the electrosmog in the house like my mommy and daddy did for me. And you just shit all over me. Is that the thank you I get?
Yes, mommy.
So
yeah. What we're doing, Jody, is we're fighting fire with fire. Not all EMF is bad. There's some that can be in resonance with us, our human biology, and there's some that's going to disrupt. And so we're using frequencies that the body can utilize and work with and heal with versus stuff that's going to disrupt our function or at some moment.
Yeah, and so if you're in, if you want to try this, Raj and I work together as a team, okay? And if you're in Illinois and you want to try the cloud, you can meet with Raj and, give him a call. That's his number. You can also do a free, consultation and with me as well, right? Like I said, we work as a team. And if you're in the Georgia area, you can come over. We've got our peace room all set up, and we will, you can try it there. This is a game changer, and I know that I'm surrounded by a lot of intuitives and other empaths, and as an empath, some of you may not, most of you will, and what you'll feel is this sense of harmony, right? And I also, like Raj, have been using PMF masks for a while. I started using mine in 2019. I think you started a year or so earlier. I see you have something else. Hold on. And the difference is noticeable for me. I'm going to tell you that I was sleeping on the other mask in the bedroom that was harmful, and I didn't feel a difference. And I said, screw it, I'm buying the cloud. And I spent $7,000 between, or maybe more, between two masks, two bubbles. Then I bought LifeWave patches, whatever. But I'm sorry, that's a small amount of money to pay for A, your health, and B, if I had to go to the hospital, what do you think that liver, kidney, and heart and lung issue would have cost me? It would have started at $10,000 just to walk in, okay? So this is a lifetime investment. The bubble's less expensive. I think it's like $8.90, but right now they're on sale. But it's a lifetime investment that, okay, what do you want to say about the bubble? Best thing since sliced bread, she said. Okay, don't chew on the cord. She says, tell them to get the bubble.
It's a fantastic starter device. I mean, it really does make a difference.
So anything you want to add to that, Ron?
Yeah, you know, going back to the cloud, look, just about everyone I've put on the cloud notices something. And what I commonly hear, first and foremost, is I feel really, really relaxed. And that's important, right? Because what we're doing is we're taking people from fight or flight to rest and digest. And now the body can start the kind of the process of healing. But oftentimes I hear people say, I feel a little tingling, very subtle, a little tingling, a little heat. Usually it's where you have an issue. A lot of times it comes up in the feet, in the toes, or where you had an issue. Literally almost everyone I've put on has had some kind of feedback to give me while they're on, but also from just their body responding to the information. It stimulates that information, the body can start the healing process. But if you are intuitive and you are an empath, then you can actually pick up on more of that information, and it does resonate with those people very, very strongly. I would like to also mention that there's two versions of the cloud. There's the full body version and the mini, and they can be purchased both as a set or separately as well. And they're very convenient, very easy to use. I believe they are the best PMS on the market currently today.
Yeah, and I'll second that. What is it? Hold on. She has something she needs to say. What is it that you want? Oh, she wants you to talk about the sale.
Okay. Yeah, so there is currently a special going on with the cloud. Or not with the cloud, with the bubble. There are normally $980 a piece, or $890 a piece. So if you buy two, so let's say if you're a couple, if you buy two, you're going to get 15% off on the two. So it's a few hundred dollars of savings, so it's not a bad deal. And so if you're interested in that and you're a couple, I would say get two and take the, you know, take advantage of the 15% off on the bubble for this month.
Okay, and I'm just going to say this, okay, because I think it needs to be said. I didn't want to spend the money. I'm just going to tell you right now. And if I hadn't done this, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now. And so I wanted to say, get rid of your self-limiting beliefs that, you know, pill is going to fix your ills, that you have to use a doctor or whatever. You guys have the power, and this is a lifelong, like, buy the bubble. And if anybody knows, like, Fagla is a higher being, you know, so she's like, she does everything with intention. Stop it now. So she's like, bubble. So I didn't want to do it. And then I'm like, you know what, Jody? You have the money. And if I didn't have the money, I had a way to finance it. So I have financing on my site. And I don't know, does Centropics have financing?
We have a third-party company they work with.
So do I.
Yeah,
so the one I have is backed by Discover, and it's 0% financing for 15 months for anything that's on my website. Okay.
A good deal.
Yeah, it's a really good deal. So you go to my website, and Centropics is not on my website yet because, one, I just got it. I have my own website, and it's, you know, for Centropics, and we have shared that here, right? And you're welcome, Crystal, and we'll talk to you later. She's checking out. I forget. See, I still can't keep my train of thought going. I'm not really good at that just yet. But the point is that there's ways to finance or just, you know, whatever. Use your own credit card, do 0% financing, pay cash, do what you want to do, get it. Because we are facing frequency that we really don't know a whole lot about because it hasn't been out long enough to see all the damaging effects.
And it's getting worse. It's not like they're reducing the number of devices. Everything is going cloud-based. Remember IoT, right? The Internet of Things, where everything is going to be connected.
Yeah.
At least that's their intention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, and I heard that they're going from 5G to 10G. So, yeah, that's good. That's a good show. I just want to say thank you to everybody. You know, we're kind of over time. And thank you to our guest, Rajai, today. Thank you for being such a beacon of light and wealth of information. You can reach him at 847-754-8555. You can call me, 847-738-0242. And you can also reach out to our Dr. Matt Smith, who's an acupuncturist in the Georgia area, at 678-389-5839. I'd say he's probably one of the best acupuncturists I've ever been to. He's just that good. And he knows this stuff inside and out. So really grateful to have him. So, and thank you to Naima Latif, our executive producer. And I think that, and then thank you to all of our listeners today. She says, thank you. I feel I led to have a session with Rajai. You're going to have to go to Illinois. He's in Illinois. I'm in Georgia. So... But feel free to give Rajai a call anyway, because you may just have questions for him and stuff like that and, like,
absolutely.
Do that. So, okay, anything you want to add before we say goodbye to everybody?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure. It's always fun. And hello, Fabula. It was great to see you.
Yes, finally. Right. So she's really strong, you know, so she went, I mean, it's like probably 15 stairs.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is impressive because she doesn't really fly too much, which means that she hopped.
Yeah. Well, she was stressed out in that apartment just like you guys were, you know, and so I'm sure she's glad to be out of there.
Yeah, we were, what I did for her, and I, you know, I should mention this because we also, I did the Healy too, I should mention that. I ran kidneys on the Healy. And I still run it because my kidneys are not fully up to par yet. Mostly that's my fault. I don't drink enough water.
Yeah.
So.
Well, healing does take time, and there are, you know, lots of things we can do to support our body.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's impressive that Dr. Matt saw such a dramatic rebound with you. Like, he mentioned what it was like that he almost never sees a recovery that quickly.
Yeah, right. And so I really want people to understand it's a multimodal approach. So we use, you know, pulse, cloud, we use bubble, I use Bod, I use Healy, I use essential oils, I use nutrition, and then, of course, my own gift, which is divine intervention, spontaneous remission, right? But I couldn't even do my own gift until these other devices got me to a point where I could do something. And Fagala, I hear you, Fagala helped. Both Tinkerbell and Fagala helped. Like, we're all together in a room doing it together. The power of three. She says, now I'll stop biting you. She goes, you got to tell him I helped. She is hilarious. She's the most beautiful thing on the planet. She says, hi, Uncle Raj. All right. Thank you, everybody. Reach out. Let us know how we can support. I'm going to end the show on Podbean first. Thank you for those who showed up on Podbean. And, thank you for those that showed up on Blog Talk. We are grateful to have you. And